الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما. صدق الله العظيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: من أحق بحسن صحابتي؟ فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أمك. ثم قال: ثم من؟ قال: أمك. قال: ثم من؟ قال: أمك. قال: ثم من؟ قال: أبوك. رواه البخاري. وعن المقدام بن معد يكرب رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن الله يوصيكم بأمهاتكم، إن الله يوصيكم بأمهاتكم، إن الله يوصيكم بأمهاتكم، إن الله يوصيكم بآبائكم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected brothers and elders, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and salutations be upon Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has once again blessed us with this wonderful and auspicious day of Jumu'ah. We remind ourselves of the hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said: خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِ شَمْسُ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ. The best day in which the sun can rise is the day of Jumu'ah. And then we praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that once again He has allowed us to witness another year of our Islamic calendar. We are still fresh in the month of Muharram. We have just begun this new Islamic year. So we take a moment to look back at the year that had passed, and we take stock of ourselves as Muslims, and then we look forward to the new year that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, and then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our shortcomings of the last year, and we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this year, while we're still at its very beginning, prosperous and good for us with regards to our worldly life, but more importantly with regards to our year after. One of the duas of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was: وَجْعَلِ الْحَيَاةَ زِيَادَةً لَنَا فِي كُلِّ خَيْرٍ. Oh Allah, make life an increase for goodness for us. That means as we advance in life in this world, and the more years that we see in this world, it actually is supposed to be drawing you closer spiritually to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every year that you are blessed with in your life is extremely valuable to you with regards to your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with regards to you growing in your deen. So every year that passes by, we should make an effort to increase our goodness, to increase the goodness of our character, to increase our a'mal, so that every year becomes productive in our life. Because when we leave this world that Allah, this life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, is an opportunity for us to do as much as we can for us to build our year after, and for us to secure our eternal life in Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. But while we are at the beginning of this year, let every person take a moment to look back at last year and look forward at this year. We should set targets and goals for ourselves, see what we want to bring into our life, and at the same time use every opportunity to decrease whatever weaknesses we have. It's very good if we set targets for ourselves that in this year, this is what I want to achieve in my life, and at the same time in this year, this is the wrong that I want to decrease or diminish from my life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant one and all tawfiq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with many, many ni'mats and many, many bounties. Allah says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you have to count the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it would be impossible for you to do so. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is such, and the mentality of insan generally is that as long as he has a ni'mah, he doesn't truly realize its value and how much it really means to him. And it is only at the time that that ni'mah is taken away. قِيمَةُ النِّعْمَةِ إِذَا فُقِدَتْ عُرِفَتْ. When a ni'mah is lost, then a person really realizes what it really meant to him and how valuable that bounty was to him. A simple example: a person has a motor vehicle. It might be old, it might be a little bit faulty here, and then a person gets stuck. So he appreciates its value. He knows that this is something that is a necessity of life. But Allah forbid, let that car stall tomorrow, or let it be out of use for a temporary period, and now when that man has to stand at a bus stop or he has to catch a lift, now he truly realizes how valuable that old and falling down car was to him. He knows now how valuable it was. But Allah's mercy on insan is such that He has made every most ni'mats replaceable. So that car, for example, a person was driving an old car, let's say something happened to it and now he no longer had a vehicle, but then you see the person pull out the latest model. Allah's mercy is such that He made most ni'mah replaceable, but He made the replacement better than what a person had in the first place. And like that, you can quote many, many examples. Sometimes the replacement of the bounty is much better than what you had in the first place. That is nothing but the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is with regards to most ni'mats. But there is one very, very important ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed every single human being with. And that is such a ni'mah, it is absolutely irreplaceable. No matter how much wealth a person might have, no matter how much of resources a person might have at his disposal, it is absolutely impossible for you to replace that ni'mah. And what is that bounty that we're speaking about? It's none other than your mother and father that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with. While every other ni'mah or bounty in your life might be replaceable, and you might even better as a replacement, your parents, your mother and father, you will never get the like of it. Ask that man and that individual who has lost his parents and is living in this world, he will tell you how difficult it is to endure the loss of a parent. He will tell you that it's a gap in your life that can never ever be filled. It's a wound that never ever heals. It's a pain that you can never ever explain to somebody. It's something that you live with right until you leave this world. And then when we look in the Quran and we look in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the exalted status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained that you worship none but Him. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And immediately thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises man and says, we have enjoined man to be good to his parents. We have enjoined man to be kind to his parents. And inshallah, today we will focus more on our beloved mothers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. One is we will address the topic in general, but we will focus more on our mothers, and inshallah in the coming weeks we'll have another opportunity to focus on our beloved fathers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. But what is the status of serving your parents in Islam and being good to your parents? A man came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he said, أَيُّ الْأَعْمَالِ أَفْضَلْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Nabi of Allah, tell me, what is the most virtuous deed that a Muslim can do after he has brought Iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What's the best thing that a man can do? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الصَّلَاةُ عَلَى وَقْتِهَا. For a believer to perform salah at its appropriate time, that is one of the best deeds that a Muslim can do. Then the man said, ثُمَّ أَيْ. Okay, then tell me what's next in line, O Nabi of Allah. What's the next best thing that a Muslim can do? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Birrul walidain. For you to be kind to your parents, that's the second best deed that a Muslim can possibly do in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's look at the reverse of this. What is the worst deed that a human being can commit on this earth? Min al-kaba'ir al-ishraku billah. The worst thing that a human being can possibly do is for him to ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for him to make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nothing more worse that a human being can do. Now what's next in line after this? Now if this question has to be posed to us, some people might say murder, some people might say stealing, some people might say lying. There's a whole list of evil deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from committing them. But what is next in line? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَأُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. The second worst deed that a human being can do is for you to disrespect your parents, for you to dishonor your parents. So the second best deed that you can do as a human being is for you to be good to your parents. And the second worst deed that you can possibly commit is for you to be disobedient to your parents. Now something that could be rated as the second worst deed that a human being can possibly do, when we look around us today and we see the condition of things, it's really very, very sad. It really brings tears to your eyes that what's supposed to be so high and so respected and honored today has become so low and become so cheap. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. If you find one of your parents or both of your parents have attained old age, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Look at the level of respect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about. Allah says you should not even mention the word uff to your parents. And yet the commentators of the Quran, define this word and explain this word by saying that the lightest form of disrespect is absolutely unacceptable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we're not talking about the highest form, and we know how parents have been spoken to and how parents have been treated.